The Fed ended its two-day meeting today with an announcement of not more stimulus for the economy, but of plans to continue what it calls Operation Twist. So what does that mean to you?
We're joined by Christina Peterson, reporter for Dow Jones Newswires and The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for being here, Christina.
Thank you.
For folks who don't know, what is Operation Twist?
Operation Twist is a program in which the Fed tries to exert some downward pressure on long-term interest rates. So the idea is to make borrowing broadly cheaper. And for people, that means that they hopefully can get cheaper auto loans or are able to refinance their mortgages. It's sort of the Fed considers it a kind of stimulus because it's helping to make business investment and spending, trying to give that a boost.
There are some people who expected more from the Fed. Why did the Fed not do more? And is this announcement a disappointment to those on Wall Street?
Well, the market did go down today. I think it had been sort of baked into expectations that the Fed was probably planning to extend Operation Twist. But Chairman Ben Bernanke did suggest that the Fed was very ready to do more. So I think that they didn't start a major new round of bond buying today because they do want to have that option later if things go south in Europe or if they don't see improvement in the U.S. labor market. They want to have some more ammunition in their back pocket.
Well, what would that ammunition be?
It would probably be another large-scale round of bond buying, something that a lot of people call quantitative easing, where the Fed would be expanding its holdings, buying more bonds, also in an attempt to spur investment and spending and give the economy a little boost.
All right, Christina, thanks for your help on this. We appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Christina Peterson, reporter for Dow Jones Newswires and The Wall Street Journal.